Psalm 88, verses 14 and 18. Why, O Lord, do you reject me and hide your face from me? You have taken my companions and loved ones from me. The darkness is my closest friend.
So I would say, well, who's really hiding here? Okay. And I don't know about this particular, in this particular psalm, but I do know that in Genesis, when Adam and Eve have are not following God and take the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, that they immediately become self-conscious, they become ashamed, they're racked with guilt, and they hide. So I would draw from that, maybe this is wrong, but I would draw from that, that when we stray far away from God, and God calls us, we oftentimes are going to hide because we have condemned ourselves as not worthy. And we can't believe we're being called back by God.
Hmm.
So that keeps so many people, I think, away from God, because it's like the son coming back in the parable of the prodigal son.
Mm-hmm.
How does God actually receive the miscreant son who is crawling back on his knees in shame? And what the father does is he not only embraces him, he celebrates his return. Mm-hmm. Why? Because he's alive. He's back. And the father's love for him cannot be destroyed by, you know, the son's own perception of himself.
You know, the way this psalm ends, Psalm 88, darkness is my closest friend. You know that Simon and Garfunkel song, right? Hello, darkness, my old friend.
It's probably from this.
Yeah, I'm sure it is, actually. But, you know, it's been said that the psalms are the prayers of Jesus. And Eric, you and I talked the other day about being in Israel. Do you remember being in that pit beneath Caiaphas's house where Dr. Widman read all of Psalm 88? And in Psalm 88, it concludes with this darkness is my closest friend. It's possible that Jesus was in that pit as part of his trial. And in that prayer, I mean, when you read it, when you consider the pressure that Jesus was under, his friends had all left him. Even Peter, you know, he was all alone. And in verse 7 of Psalm 88, it says, your wrath lies heavy upon me, as it would when he went to the cross the next day. And this psalm doesn't resolve. You know, it ends with darkness being my closest friend. But because, you know, ultimately this tragedy of Jesus being in the pit of wrath under the Father's wrath, it doesn't resolve until the resurrection, you know, 3 days. But thank God that it does. And thank God that I don't actually have to pray Psalm 88. I don't have to go to that pit of despair, that pit of destruction, that pit of wrath, because Jesus went there for me.